442-6011. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Only Jesus can do. What only Jesus can do. You see, we live in a world where we can find several people or several hundred different people who can perform or do a particular job. If we needed someone to build a house, there are several hundred contractors out there who can build that house. If we needed someone, some special place to educate our children, there are some of the highest academic high schools and colleges throughout our nation. If we needed any type of medical procedure done, there are perhaps many doctors who specialize, praise God, in just what we may need, praise God, done for our body. But if we look at our text today, our text takes place after the first miracle that occurred in the first century church. And it speaks of a great salvation and of the only one through whom this salvation can be experienced. My brothers and my sisters, the salvation that I'm talking about cannot be brought with money. It cannot be acquired by your good looks. Cannot be acquired by the things that we possess. Praise God. And it cannot be acquired by the academic achievements that we have accomplished in the world. And I must add this. It cannot be acquired simply by just coming to church.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. You see, these apostles had become convinced that the God of Israel was like Jesus Christ. But they were now thoroughly convinced after this healing of the man at the gate called Beautiful, that Jesus was more and that Jesus was completely God-like. They believed that he had come to dwell within them to accomplish a great deliverance from evil and from all of the consequences of sins. You see, these apostles were now convinced beyond any reasonable shadow of a doubt. Praise God that the words that Jesus spoke in John 14:6, when he said that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, those words are now real to these apostles. There may have been some doubt before his death, but now that he had resurrected and ascended praise God, to heaven, they are now see that the power through this miracle, they are convinced that salvation that they proclaim is to be found only through Jesus Christ. Praise God, as we look at our text and we look at this great salvation that can be found through Jesus. Young lady, come back in. She's still outside. Praise God. I wish y'all, somebody take her order in this. She's still outside. Okay, praise God. She needs to hear this. Amen. We look at our text and this great salvation that can only be found through Jesus Christ. Praise God. I want us to look at four things that salvation, praise God, through Jesus Christ includes. I told you I'm not going to be long. Amen. You see, the first thing that salvation through Jesus Christ includes, it includes the forgiveness of sin. Turn your Bible to Acts 10:43. It says, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. That word remission means to pardon. That word remission means to forgive. That word remission means to refrain from inflicting or enforcing as of a payment. I had to give you that definition because it falls in line with the word. When somebody reframes you, when they pardons you, when they forgive you, when you owe something, they let you know that you don't owe it anymore. You see, because the Bible tells me that the wages of sin, in other words, your payment for sin is death, but that the gift of God, praise God, is what? Eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So he said that he came, praise God, and his forgiveness, praise God, and salvation through Jesus Christ includes the forgiveness of sin. You know why? Praise God, because all of us have sinned.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I should have had the whole church say amen on that. All of us have sinned and come short of his glory. Do you know that's one thing that I have in common with every person in here? I don't have long hair like Sister Rose Jones. We don't have that in common. Amen. But we have sin in common. That's right. I don't have bald head, praise God, in common with Reverend Philip. But praise God, we have sin in common. Amen. Every person, praise God, has sin in common. That means that I can't look up my stony nose. I can't look down my stony nose at nobody else. Praise God, because we all have sin and we come short of his glory. And praise God, salvation through Jesus Christ includes the forgiveness of sin. Yeah, I don't care. I often use this phrase, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're white, black, grizzle, or gray. I don't care if you're short, tall, fat, skinny. Praise God, I don't care if you're light-skinned or brown-skinned. Praise God, we all have sinned and come short of his glory, and we all stand in need of forgiveness. Praise God, and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Praise God, it is included in salvation through Jesus Christ. See, men have been wrestling with this thing for years. How can I be forgiven? Is it that simple to believe in Jesus Christ? Praise God. Many questions have been asked, praise God, throughout the Bible. What can I do to get this forgiveness of sin? You don't believe me? Praise God. Y'all remember that prophet by the name of Micah. Micah was I call him the social prophet. Micah was the prophet who prophesied because he was upset that the rich was getting richer and the poor was getting poorer. Yeah, and when he started prophesying, praise God, if you look at Micah 6, if you have your Bibles, turn to it, because I think it's good that you see this. You see, those questions about forgiveness of sin have been asked. Throughout the annals of history, praise God, turn to Micah 6, and I want you to gaze your eyes at verse 6 and 7. I want you to look at some of these questions that they were asking. If you have it, say, I got it. Amen, because I don't want to be long. Say amen. If you have it, I'm talking about Micah 6. And I want you to look at verse 6 and 7. Praise God. This is what the word says. It says, wherein shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with what? Burnt offerings? With calves of a year? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and with 10,000 rivers of oil? Praise God. They're trying to figure out how they need to get their sins forgiven. Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions? Praise God. The fruit of my body for the sins of my soul. See, all of these questions have been raised about forgiveness of sin, but thanks be to God. Praise God that these apostles now were convinced that salvation through Jesus Christ included the forgiveness of sin. And I don't know about you. I'm talking about a forgiveness that's full. I'm talking about a forgiveness that's free. I'm talking about a forgiveness that's forever. And that forgiveness comes through salvation with Jesus Christ. That's my first point. My second point, praise God, that salvation through Jesus Christ includes the acceptance in the family of God. Yeah, I wanted that young lady to hear this. Praise God. You see, we may not know all of our brothers and sisters in our family, but guess what? One day we're going to have a family reunion. Somebody said, how in the world you know that we're going to have a family reunion? I see that the Solitaires and the Phillips and the Battalions are going to have a family reunion next week. And I believe that the Lairs are going to follow with a family reunion in the first week in August. And there's several other folk that are going to have family reunion. But you know, we're going to have the family of God going to have a big family reunion. Praise God. My Bible tells me that when Jesus steps out on the cloud, there are going to be some brothers and sisters who died in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to get up. Praise God. And then those of us who are yet alive, praise God, we're going to be caught up to meet them in the air. You talking about a family reunion. We may not be eating any chicken or nothing like that, but praise God, we're going to have a good old time. Salvation, praise God, through Jesus Christ means the acceptance in the family of salvation. Praise God, through Jesus Christ means the acceptance in the family of God. There are folks who don't believe, that feel that they belong to any family. They feel that they are an outcast. But praise God, if they come into this family, praise God, you're going to have more brothers and sisters than you could shake a stick at. Amen. And when I look back through the scriptures, and I look at when some of these apostles had to write and how they were excited about being a member of this family, I go to the writings of John at 1 John 3:1. He says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called what? The sons of God. Praise God. The Father calls us sons. So that means that we are a part of that that heavenly family. Praise God. Not only